Black Notice, Chapter 2 of 5. Brøndby, Denmark. Felix sat in his living room and watched a football game. He had opened a bottle of red wine, but the usual sense of tranquility was missing. The sight of the dead woman they had pulled out of the Draga harbour was still etched in his memory. He stared at the TV and envied the crowd their blissful expressions. They were completely caught up in the match and didn't seem bogged down by unpleasant imagery like he was. Felix emptied his glass and filled it again. His thoughts were interrupted by the humming of his phone. A static noise indicated that it was a call from abroad. And he was right. The sound of a husky female voice filled his ear. Felix, this is Bergdora. He and Bergdora Solberg had worked together on a murder case in Norway, where it had turned out the killer was from Denmark.
Hello? Sorry to call you so late. No problem. Long time no see. How have you been? Terrible as usual. Ex-husband being awful, kids being foolish, and management as incompetent as ever.
He heard the sound of a lighter being lit.
Business as usual, then.
He could almost smell the smoke from her cigarette.
What about you, Felix? How are things with you? Unfortunately, murders keep happening, so I'm being kept busy.
It sounded as if she blew out smoke, like a subtle gust of wind.
Felix, I want to ask you something. By all means.
He quietly took a sip of wine.
We have a slightly odd case up here. I'm not surprised. I mean, it's Norway.
You're one to talk, she replied.
But really, a body washed ashore in the area around Lister. Where is Lister?
150 kilometers west of Kristiansund. It was partly decomposed. Our anthropologist says it's the remains of a young woman. She was wearing a wetsuit designed for much warmer water. Several things aren't adding up. Can you run a description through the Danish system?
You think she floated all the way from Denmark to Norway?
I have no bloody clue. We're all a bit stuck here. You know, our police precincts are gigantic with mountains and ravines and rivers. There are so many ways a person might go missing. And the ocean currents are a complete mystery, almost verging on chaos theory. We have to check every possibility. That's why I'm meeting a leading expert in oceanology tomorrow morning in Copenhagen. He's an expert on ocean currents. He works at that, what do you call it? The Weather Institute.
Denmark's Meteorological Institute. That's the one.
There was a pause full of static.
Felix, promise me you'll phone right away if you find something. Anything, really. I have a truly horrible feeling about this case.
Of course. Send me what you have. I'll check the system.
Teilholmen, Copenhagen. Early the next morning, Felix was already in his office when the clock struck 8 a.m. He was browsing Sada Hermansen's case file. The result of the fingernail scraping was negative, the coroner had just informed him in an email. The perpetrator had taken care not to leave any DNA on the victim. As modern technology had become more and more advanced, it had become almost impossible not to leave DNA evidence. Either the killer had been extremely lucky, or it was the result of careful planning, because he had obviously been in physical contact with her, and the water had washed away the DNA. Felix read through the case file from cover to cover, and it had been noted that the drug she had been given was ketamine. It was difficult to make all the information come together in any meaningful way. There were many loose ends. But the possible scenarios all seemed to indicate that they were looking for a meticulous killer with a certain amount of intellect and resources at his disposal. The killer being somewhat well endowed with intellect was Felix's guess, since the killers who had low intelligence tended to leave horrible messes at the crime scenes.